Good morning for recovery. You're listening to Breakfast with Bill. Every weekday morning, Bill and Rocker will discuss the stories in the news, and Rocker will bring us celebrity birthdays and this date in history. Lots of information and lots of fun on Breakfast with Bill. And now, here's your host, Mr. Bill Stogler.
Welcome, everybody. That brought back a lot of memories there, Rock.
I like that. That was
a lot of fun. How long has it been since we did that, Neil?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Plus about 4 years?
Yeah, that's probably about right.
I was thinking 3 or 4 years anyway.
Yep. It's fun.
We used to get up at, like 6:15 to what?
6:15 to
7:15 or 7:30.
Yeah, which we never got done at 7:15, but you had to be at work at 7:30, yeah. So we tried to. So it was up an hour plus.
And, plus breakfast.
And then we would always replay it again at 9 o'clock. So
Neil would buy our breakfast, and we would, then I'd take you home, and that'd be the end of it. We'd be done.
Yeah, we were at the at the other studio right beside Brick Street Tavern, and Mike
would
and
always,
or later Stacy would bring us. Yeah, I think it was Stacy, even though she didn't know it then. Yeah, she wouldn't run in it then, but yeah. It was awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Take care of yourself. we tend to talk. Rocker, this is going to be more Rocker show tonight. Instead of Breakfast with Bill, this is going to be Evening with Rocker. Hey, this is our Lenten special, by the way.
Yes. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
This is the start of Lent.
Yep.
This is Lent.
Yep. Ash Wednesday.
What do you got to say about that? What are you giving up for Lent?
The same thing I give up every year, and I can't say it on air.
Well, say it.
No. Don't want to take Neil off the air.
I mean, what could it be?
Something that I can't say on the air.
Huh?
It is probably something to do with
watching stuff on the internet that you shouldn't be watching?
Not that bad, but it's...
It's something you shouldn't do.
Not what you call politically correct for today's society.
I'm not going to miss church. How many weeks does Lent last?
40 days.
Basically 7 weeks.
Seven weeks.
I think it's 7 Sundays plus the Wednesday to Sunday before that, I think.
Okay, Rocker, so add that up. 7 times 7 is what?
14.
49.
That's 7 times 7.
It's 49.
Sorry.
Okay, so you said 40 days. It ain't adding up.
No, because they don't count Sundays.
How do you decide? How do they decide when Easter is, Smarty Pants?
It is the first
Rocker.
Sunday.
Let's go.
After the first Monday, after the first full moon, after the vernal equinox.
You just went over his head right there.
No, it's true. Who would think that Easter had anything to do with a full moon?
Well, it's always
who figured that out?
The Sunday after Passover.
I mean, like, who came up with that?
The Jews came up with that years ago, thousands of years ago, because it's based on after Passover.
I'll be damned.
Is Easter Sunday? It's after Passover, so Passover is determined by lunar cycles.
So we got it. Since it is this time of season now, we have to clean up our act, right? You with me on this one?
I'll go behind you.
What?
He'll wait for you to do clean up your act, and he will. Then he
so
will.
The whole religion thing.
Oh God! I want to get taken off the air.
I'm getting on this thing.
I haven't been on in 4 years, and
so I'm seeing where the Catholic religion is getting into more of using or saying it in Latin.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Tradition.
Tradition. What? Makes no sense.
Well, let's
say it in English.
Well, yeah.
Who did I write?
That was English.
What?
The Pope. Right, the Pope. I think he's
the Pope might be pushing this.
I think so. It might be some of the
I gotta start
American Archbishop.
More.
But
I can't hardly complain.
Yep. But, around the 60s, 70s is when they decided to take it out of Latin and into English.
Really? You're pretty good at this stuff.
Even though he's not
I've been
Catholic.
Around a long time. But
Second Vatican Council, I believe it was. Wasn't it 62?
I don't remember exactly when it was, but it was somewhere
Rocker, don't
when
act
I was
like you know
teenager or something. And everybody was... some people were very upset about it because you're messing with tradition. Yeah. Other people were pretty happy because now they could understand what was being said.
Well, happy Lent to everybody.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yes.
I like fish, so it's not a big deal. Went to IGA today, got my fish, and they had a crowd in there. It was unbelievable how many people was in there eating.
Yep.
So is people just, like you said, Gilbert's was packed?
Yeah. Yep. People don't like to cook fish in their house. Leaves a smell. And at lunchtime, most people don't have time to go home and cook, so they do stuff.
Was the fish good out at Gilbert's?
Yes. It was very good.
Good.
Yep. $11.99 for, it said 2 pieces of fish, but I got 1 big piece and 2 medium pieces and French fries and coleslaw.
You hear more and more complaining about food prices, but the problem we got is we've ate cheap for too long.
No, I think we've been eating at the right price. The prices are too high.
Well, to go into a place and spend $6 for a meal or $6 or $7 is unbelievable. You go anywhere else, it's $10, $15.
We've been very fortunate. Yeah, around here, the lunch specials in our restaurants, you don't have to. Since I drive for Calps, I'll stop places. There's a few places I've found that are as good and about the right price, but most places, if you go get, like, let's say a meatloaf dinner, mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, dessert, and a drink, if it's less than $10 plus the drink, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah,
and around here, I think the Brick Street and some of them, you can get. There's always a $6 special at Tin Cupboard, but Brick Street, you can get.
Not a lot of options. I think another thing is there isn't a lot of options where to eat.
Not anymore.
You know that?
Yep.
Minor Dings. What was the name of it before? Trusty Woods.
Trusty Woods. Yep.
I mean, I don't know.
They weren't always.
You know what
they
ought to do with
that
place? The other, huh?
Start a restaurant.
Now, first of all, how's the Opera House coming?
I haven't heard big details, but we've in this calendar year, we've already gotten 3 big $10,000 checks from businesses and individuals. So, once you can see that it's actually going to happen, people will donate more. My understanding is we're a little over halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
And each year, more grants and so forth show up that we are in pretty good shape to get.
Hope that all works out.
It will. It definitely
will. It'll work. I mean, there's
too many people
behind it.
Involved now.
Too many good people.
Yes. Yeah, that are going to make sure it happens now that they see it.
It'll be neat when it's done. I've never been up there, ever.
I've been up there a number of times. Probably.
You ever been up
here,
Rox?
A
couple times.
Yeah, never been up there.
I heard Ross Wendell's a big donator to it.
Ross Wendell's donating. That doesn't surprise me a bit.
What would you hear, 10,000?
Yeah, at least a couple grand.
Well, who should donate? Kimby. Kim Day. Or Ivan Kaufenberger.
Yeah.
They're the richest people in Fort Recovery. And they always have been.
Yep.
Hmm?
Yep.
Who's Yanks richer? Kimby?
Ivan's older, so probably him.
Ivan is out. He's out, traveling the world right now.
Good for him.
Hmm? He's down at Daytona Beach. He was in North Carolina. He was up in New Hampshire.
He's running for president. How old is Ivan?
Ivan's probably. Let me throw a dart at it.
Okay.
Ivan's probably 68.
That's going to be very close.
He can run for president.
He just retired, didn't he?
I don't know. I know he's working less than he had been.
Would you vote for Ivan for president?
Absolutely.
Oh, in a heartbeat. Yeah.
Hmm?
Over anybody that's in the national
stuff.
He'd be
like Trump. So would Kimby. Them guys got all the money in the world. And they just pull a lot of strings. They'd get her done.
Now, here's something I heard today on, I was listening to WCSM's news.
They do it for you.
The Ohio News Network at the bottom of the hour. There's somebody, a person from Cincinnati, who is, they said, a wealthy businessman who is running for president. He's 37 years old, and he's either a second generation Indian or Pakistani. And he is his whole thing is anti-woke.
I like him.
It's just,
we need somebody, if somebody rich from Cincinnati, we need to buy the Red Zoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
That ownership down to Red Saint drives me crazy. The over-under on them this year is win 62 games. How many games did they play a year? 162?
162, yeah.
So they're going to lose 100 games.
Yeah, that's what they did last year, basically. I don't remember exactly how much it was, but at the end of the season, they were...
We either need them to buy it or Kimby and
Yeah.
And Ivan.
That'd be good.
Guys, oh,
or he just needs to throw his son in a, or what, is his son or?
Who?
The man, the owner.
Is that his son or?
It's his son. His dad was a good guy. This guy's an idiot.
Yeah, he needs to be thrown in the Ohio
Pascalini
River.
Or something?
Yeah, I don't. I pay no attention to him. Is there anything I can do about it?
Well, no, you can, but
nobody.
Dad could.
No, we're done. What else is going on? So this is going to be your show today. You got the top 10. This is, what is it? This is it? Or
on this day.
On this day. You got, what else you got?
I got whatever you can come up with.
Whatever I can come up with.
We can cheek it, as they say.
We can cheek it. I see you're wearing a Kansas City t-shirt.
Very good there, Scooter.
So did you root for Kansas City before the Super Bowl?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Always.
That's 93.
What?
Am I by myself here?
Who's the quarterback in 93? Nate, give me that.
Joe Montana.
No.
For Kansas City?
No.
In 93? Yes, he was.
No, $5.
Well, we know what.
Here we go.
You want to bet on that?
You already owe him $10,000 from the breakfast show.
Huh? You seriously think Joe Montana was quarterback in 1993?
Yes,
I think he was a quarterback. I didn't know he ever played for Kansas City. He was always San Francisco.
Doc Carr's always been a Kansas City fan.
Yeah.
You've never been a Kansas City fan.
Yeah, he has.
Are you a Kansas City Royal fan?
No.
Who are you, a baseball fan?
You know.
Yankees.
You know who that is.
Yep.
How about a Biden fan?
I voted for 4 more years of Melania.
Did you really?
Yes.
So he voted for
when we started our morning show, he was a diehard Democrat. He was. How would change your ways, buddy?
I saw the light.
You seen the light. Which one of them Democrats turned you off? You know who would be, you know who I think you'd like to see run as a Democrat?
Hillary.
Nope. No. Buttigieg.
Oh, Buttigieg.
What's his name?
Oh, Mayor Pete.
Mayor Pete. Huh? Are you a fan of his?
He wouldn't win Ohio right now, I wouldn't think.
What's his name again? Buttigieg?
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Yep.
I think he'd be a good fit in Ohio.
No.
He needs to get his ass down there in
East Palestine.
East Palestine. Get them people fixed up.
Ain't going to happen.
Ain't going to happen?
I don't know what he's, you know.
He says he's going to force the Norfolk Southern to clean it up.
Well,
and
he can do that, but that ain't, yeah. He's got to be more personable, though. You know, a guy like that, you think he'd be nicer.
Well.
I'm just saying.
They liked him in Tarahoda, wherever the hell he was.
Of course, I guess they voted him in, didn't they?
Mayor.
He is well-spoken.
They also voted him out, too.
They did? I thought he just...
I always thought Obama was well-spoken. Neil's got more peanuts here than you can shake a stick at. I always thought Obama was well-spoken. Yeah, we ever had a national tragedy. He's the type of guy I want speaking about it. I ain't saying that decision-maker.
Well,
maybe not.
Yeah,
when it come to his, he could communicate.
Yeah,
he was a communicator.
I didn't like his speaking style because he would talk and then he'd drop at the end. That kind of stuff bugs me.
Was you an Obama speaker?
He starts off... He ends up mumbling wherever he starts.
He's also a hell of a writer, too.
Writer?
Hey, he had a ghostwriter.
He don't write nothing.
Yes, he did.
Obama?
Books.
Yeah, they all write books. They don't write nothing in that book. They got a couple guys that stand beside him, and they just talk to him. That's all they do. They don't write books.
Well, a lot of them do that. A lot of them actually do write, but most of them, they have ghostwriters.
Nixon wrote like 4 or 5 books.
He didn't write the books.
Yes, he did.
Did Jimmy Carter ever die?
Not yet.
Isn't he about there?
Are you praying for it?
No, I'm just asking. Did he ever die? He's on hospice.
Yep. No, they're feeding full peanut oil.
Well, if that's what's keeping him 98 years
Jimmy
old.
Jimmy Carter was crazy.
Well,
he was a good guy.
He was a really good person.
Yes, he was a good person.
He was a really good person.
I mean, he always helped. He built houses. He just helped people do stuff.
Yep.
Doesn't mean you're going to be a good president.
No.
He's a good person.
Yeah, he was a really good person, but he had... I didn't particularly care for his policies, but he was...
Biden's a good person. You think Biden's a good person?
Yeah.
What do you think of that one?
I think he used to be.
You throwing that out there that he's a good person?
Well, I honestly don't believe what we got now is the original Biden.
He's kind of lost a little bit, isn't he? Huh?
The original
Salt Shaker's not quite.
The original Biden was this guy.
What's that? Nobody can see that.
He's a radio.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I like the way he always. Yeah, he was always kind of. Yeah, he was just a. Back in the day, he was like.
Now he doesn't. He's
regular guy.
It's like he's the Chevy Chase version of Gerald Ford.
Chevy Chase.
I'm only laughing because every time I try to think of some scenario, you're right.
Yeah.
I've seen him falling down the steps. And
98?
Oh, it's Rosalind.
Rosalind.
I think she's 3 years younger than him.
Yeah.
Think about that. Them two are both alive.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I don't know if she's the longest living first lady, but
she's
the longest living
close.
President. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that can't be. Well, if she's 95, well, no. Barbara Bush didn't live quite that long, but I think she was 90. There's been some pretty good.
Barbara Bush might have been
taken care of.
Yep.
So, anyways, these presidents are all nice guys. They just some of them are crazy.
Yep.
Huh?
Yeah, some of them are nice guys. Some of them aren't.
This whole wokeness. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
This country has went crazy. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
This whole trans thing. I mean, if you're trans out there, I'm sorry. This is crazy. And they let these people in school. Neil. Rock.
I'm right here.
It's okay if they go to school, but...
You can't go in there and start doing dances and
as long as they don't start pitching their...
What the hell are they there for?
Drives
me nuts.
Well,
we didn't even got into our agenda yet, and we've talked about how many subjects we've talked about so far. Rock, huh? I thought this was going to be your show tonight.
We got to fill this time out.
We got to get along. We got to get along tonight. By the way,
Rodney Keaton,
no
argument before he got his butt beat.
Huh?
Let's take a break.
Yes.
How long has it been? It is time.
Yep.
Well, let's take a break.
Be back in just a minute or two. More Breakfast with Bill, Supper Edition.
Stop by Brick Street Tavern for some great supper specials during Lent. You can choose from a 3-piece fried pollock dinner, a 1 or 2-piece baked cod fillet dinner, or an 8-piece sauteed jumbo shrimp dinner, and all their dinners come with their salad bar and your choice of potato. And for lunch on Friday, they'll have their 2-piece fish dinner. You don't need to stand in line to get some great fish this Lenten season. Just stop into Brick Street Tavern and let their smiling faces bring your meal to you. Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, y'all?
We're the Fort Recovery Lady Indian Softball Team, and I'm Sophie Pearson.
I'm Ella Shane.
I'm Emma Will.
I'm Ava Shane.
And I'm Jenna Holman.
And we're having our annual pulled pork fundraiser. The tickets are just $9 each, and you get one of Wendell's Barbecue's famous pulled pork sandwiches, mac and cheese, applesauce, and chips.
The dinners will be available on Sunday afternoon, March 12th, and you can just drive by and pick them up at the St. Joe's store from 4 to 6 p.m.
Contact any of us on the softball team for tickets, and they'll also be available at all the home boys and girls basketball games.
Don't miss out on the girls softball team's annual barbecue pulled pork dinners available on Sunday, March 12th at St. Joe's store.
See any of us on the team to get your tickets by early March. Get them today.
We appreciate all of your continuous support. Bye.
Love ya.
We are back. All right, I got a couple texts here, Rock. You was wrong on Joe Montana. Or wait a second. Maybe he was right. Oh, God. You was right. Tiny Dilworth says you was absolutely right. What 1993. Huh?
Yeah. So, yeah, let's see what this says here.
If Tiny says you're right, you're right. So he was traded. He was actually, I got it right here. He was with San Francisco until 1992. No, 1993 is the year he was traded to Kansas City. 1993 and 94. I'll be damned. Rock, I'm sorry. I'll never question you again.
You question him every time he says something.
And then the other one is...
I'd like to have $5 too, by the way.
Ivan Kaufenbarger says Kim Day is the richest person in Fort Recovery.
Huh. Hmm? Did you get a text from Kim saying that it was Ivan?
Not yet. All I know is Ivan Kaufenbarger has a lot of money. I mean, like a lot of money. You hear me? Ivan, we need money for this, a little more money for the Opera House. Thought maybe Kimmy could get together and throw some in there. Get this baby taken care of.
I think they already
have. What do you think of that? Wouldn't surprise me.
No.
Huh?
No,
usually, not surprising at all. Them two guys usually donate to a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, two pretty good dudes. Ivan is out running around now. I think he's at Daytona 500 Sunday night.
Good for him. I hope he won.
Absolutely. He worked his ass off up there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's neat out there when you go visit Ivan down there? He might have had the messiest office in the history of offices. You ever been in there?
Nope.
Oh, for God's sakes. It's like having an office, like, there's tires actually in his office. He's like.
No, why wouldn't you have tires in your office?
Yeah, he's got like all kinds of stuff. One time he was eating dinner in there, and he just has a pizza box on top of all these papers and stuff that he's got laying around. And he'd eat, work. That's the way he was.
Yeah.
Good guy. Yep. No wonder he's rich. All right, Rock, what else we got here?
You want me to try to do the on this day? And
it is on this day. Let's get this out of the way. Remember, I ain't questioning any more today. Tonight.
Otherwise, it's going to be a pretty boring show then.
Let's give it a shot.
1878, the first telephone directory was issued, sent out in New Haven, Connecticut.
1878.
Yes.
Telephone directory.
I was thinking that the telephone was an 1880s thing, but...
Well, they had to have a directory before they had the telephone. That way they knew when to call when they had the telephone. Right, Rock?
You can't argue with that logic.
Huh? Who knows you're going to call if you don't know the number? I'm just saying. You can't invent a telephone. Do you know who you're going to call?
Well, all you have to do is pick it up and tell Bessie to connect you with Timmy down the road.
Hey, remember those days? You remember the party line days?
We didn't have a party line, but I do remember.
Oh, my God. That was awesome.
Awesome.
People don't remember. We'd lift the phone up and the neighbor lady be talking to some other neighbor lady, gossiping like ladies do.
Yep.
And you'd have to say, in this case, Eileen Kaiser and sweetest woman in the world. And, and we'd be doing the same thing. And they'd say, hey, Bill, we need to make a call. It's unbelievable.
Yep.
Like Rock, he'd be in there talking to some, like you call those women up that, on them, you know what I'm talking about?
Say, Rock. 800 lines?
Yeah. Rocker. Get off the phone.
You've been
on there for an hour and a half.
I learned my lesson on those.
Huh? Go ahead.
1923. The first New Yorker is published, and I'm going to guess you're going to say you don't give them rats.
Well, New Yorker's a very prestigious magazine, and they have pretty good cartoons. Their cartoons are pretty awesome.
You still with us, Bill?
Yep.
Okay.
No, I mean, it was really interesting, New Yorker.
Yeah.
I'm going along with you this time. I ain't arguing.
He's no dozing on me already. Mm-hmm. It's 19. Today, the 22nd.
Wait a minute.
That was yesterday. That was yesterday's stuff.
That ain't right.
We do 2 days.
We need to do 2 days.
We do Tuesdays.
Today's today. Today's today. Wednesday. No, yesterday was yesterday wasn't today.
Yes,
we're doing today's stuff.
That's what I'm getting ready to do there, genius. 1959.
I was born.
I was already born.
I was born.
I was 10.
February 2nd. Go ahead.
The first Daytona was run. Lee Petty won.
Lee Petty.
3 days later.
3 days later?
Well, that's when how long it took them to figure out.
No, they had a rain out. They had a rain delay. That's why it took 3 days later.
I don't know.
Hmm?
We can't argue with that logic.
Farrah Fawcett was born in 1959, too.
She was?
Yep. She's my age. Same day.
Well, let's just say she aged.
I know when she died.
Hmm? When did she die?
June 30th,
2009. Because somebody else died that day.
Why would you know that?
2 hours before some other unfortunate person died.
I know it. The guy who's playing on a Little House on the Prairie.
Not quite.
Who was
the guy that played with the little boys?
He'd be right.
Who was it?
MJ.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
I'll be damned. What's else, Rock?
I wouldn't know that except he's.
You don't know he played little boys, too. He had him over to watch movies.
And, yeah, okay.
And the Jesus Juice.
Huh? I still like to go to a concert of his. Go ahead.
That might be a little tough now.
Be short.
1980, and the Miracle on Ice, USA versus Russia. Do you believe in miracles?
Who was the guy that said that?
Oh, good old Al Michaels.
Yep. Who was the coach of that team?
Herb Score,
yep.
I believe.
Brooks.
Brooks. That's close. I think that's right.
Huh?
I
was close for crying
that's
out
good,
loud.
That's good, Bill. You that actually was good, knew something.
That was good.
When you said Herb, I thought, yeah, that's right. And
they actually had a thing on about his emotional speech before they took the ice that time. I didn't think it was too. I'd rank down. I had more emotional speeches when I coached seventh grade back in the day.
Probably.
And it was overrated. That's all I'm saying. Go ahead, Rock.
Yeah, those boys are still crying.
So, Al Michaels.
That was unbelievable.
How many years did he announce for the Reds? One, two, three?
Maybe it was. I'm thinking two.
Yeah, he went on.
They had him a gym there, didn't they?
Yep. But then they got.
They old lefty.
Marty.
Marty. I was never a Marty fan. You like a Marty fan?
I liked him.
Obnoxious, cocky.
Yeah, the last several years. Of course, I don't.
Bubba always loved him. Bubba worshipped the ground he walked on.
Yep.
No, I'm out. Go ahead, Rock.
Okay, are your birthday times?
Oh.
You're done with this day?
Done.
Are your birthdays?
Yesterday we got Janelle Greasup.
Happy birthday, Janelle Greasup.
All right.
I'm gonna catch a lot of hell on this one, what the hell? Today we got Tom Bonville Jr.
Tommy Bonds.
Celebrating a birthday in Thailand.
Whoa.
Thailand?
Yes.
Take a wrong turn at the stoplight? How do you end up in Thailand?
Woman.
Oh.
Hello.
And Steve Reichard. Birthday today.
Stevie's probably, I think Steve's a year older than me, so I'm guessing Steve's 65 today.
And then tomorrow we got Steve Deuce.
Stevie Deuce.
All right.
How old would Steve Deuce be? Guessing.
Under 40, I'm guessing.
Well, that's a terrible guess. I mean, that'd be like saying over 30.
42 years old.
Yeah, say a guess.
Facebook has him at 42 years old.
Nobody's going to get mad at you.
He may have
under
lied.
Under 40.
He may have lied on Facebook, but it says he's 42 years old tomorrow. That's what Facebook says.
Don't be afraid to get people mad at you. Take a risk.
Yeah, no one time for that shit.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Well, beep. That's
his lint,
not,
remember.
Not nearly as good as the Christmas gala.
Gala.
Citizen Daytime.
Central Daytime.
Oh, citizen.
Everybody heard me.
Citizen of the day, Bill.
Let's hear this.
Mary North, my neighbor.
Mary North. We were just talking about her.
Yes, very good there, Bill.
Rock mows your yard for.
Yes.
He mows it every time he mows his yard, which means it gets mowed 4 times a year.
And she takes me to Walmart and El Camino.
I'm going
to
say, if you don't really care for that, Bill, you can probably...
I'll mow his yard from now on.
Drive down there.
I'm going to mow it. Does your mower start all the time?
Yes.
Is it self-propelled?
I'm the one pulling it, yes.
Pushing it.
Push, pull, I don't...
Sometimes they pull it up the hill.
Yeah.
I got to watch him rock. I mean, I got to watch him mow sometime.
That'd be pretty boring.
Huh?
I've seen him mow several times. Has his gloves and safety glasses on?
Yeah.
Does he have a hat on, too?
Yes.
Keeps something getting on his head?
Usually one of my dad's hats.
Oh.
Well,
that's sentimental on me here.
That's pretty cool. Now I feel bad for saying
that. Yeah, I feel bad about that. Whose gloves are they?
Mine.
Okay.
Celebrity birthday
time.
So
he's out of gloves?
They're stupid, then.
Dad, you don't have any of dad's gloves?
No.
See, speak into Mike.
I've been here in the last 3 years.
Well, you're over there talking to Neil. You got your head about 3 feet from the mic. It's okay. Having a little conversation over there. I thought he was whispering.
It's okay.
It's a radio show. Got people out there guessing. Their ears are right up against their telephones.
Celebrity birthday time yesterday. Here's one you probably remember, Bill. Tyne Daly is 77.
Tyne Daly. She played with Clint Eastwood on Enforcer.
Very good, Bill.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Then also, she had her own show.
Cagney and Lacey?
Cagney and Lacey. She got fat and ugly.
I'm not sure which one
she was.
She
was cute.
Was she Cagney or Lacey?
She was Lacey. She was Cagney. She was Lacey.
I have no idea. I never watched
the show. Was cute in the Clint Eastwood. Then she got kind of, she just
frumpy.
Let herself go.
Frumpy.
Ate too many peanuts.
William Peterson turns 70 today.
Who the hell is William Peterson?
You did say she ate too many peanuts.
Peanuts.
Okay.
Peanuts. Yeah. Peanuts.
Okay.
And say it real fast. Who did you just say?
William Peterson.
Who's that?
CSI.
Never seen it. I don't think that show's on anymore. Yes, CSI? CSI. Did you have CSI New York, CSI Miami, CSI
Las Vegas,
St. Henry.
St. Henry. Yeah.
Here's one you'll like, then. Kelsey Grammer.
Questionable.
Yeah. Kelsey Grammer.
I love Kelsey Grammer.
Yep.
I never watched his show where he was. Was it the Kelsey Grammer show? What was it called?
Frasier.
Yep. I never really watched that.
He supposedly has a...
I was just a huge Cheers fan.
They're reviving Frasier, and he's going to do an updated version of Frasier.
Frasier was good on Cheers.
Yep. Chris Frackens turned 62 today.
Who?
Frick Frackens.
Frick Frackens. Who's Frick Frackens?
Christopher Atkins.
Oh, it wasn't.
He's the one that fell off the horse and broke his neck.
No. That was Superman.
Yes.
It's Christopher. I was going to say Reeves. Is that right? Yeah.
Yes.
Because Steve Reeves was the original.
Who's Christopher Atkins?
George Reeves.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't George Reeves.
Steve Reeves. It was Superman.
No,
he was
wasn't Steve.
Tarzan.
Wasn't it's George.
Steve Reeves.
Wasn't George Reeves that was Superman. Christopher. Really?
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about the original TV guy. And
it was George.
George Reeves.
No.
So who was Steve Reeves? Oh, that was Hercules. Hercules Steve Reeves.
No, that was Kelly Sorbo.
Well, but
Kelly
probably
Torbo.
Way before.
Who the hell is Kelly Torbo?
Probably way before your guy, but okay. Hercules
Where
Steve
we at here?
Reeves.
We lost it. I lost it. I got lost on Tarzan.
Nobody's
what was this guy's name?
Oh, which one are you talking about?
The one we were...
Rocker. Who's next?
Christopher Reeves. Who was that guy?
Christopher Reeves.
Atkins.
Superman.
Atkins. Oh, Christopher Reeves.
Christopher Reeves. Huh?
Atkins?
What's Christopher Atkins do?
Blue Lagoon with Brooke Shields.
Oh.
He's kind of a cute guy.
Yeah.
Number 5 coming out of the dugout.
Twitch hitter.
Going in the back door.
Yeah. Go ahead, Rock.
Jennifer Love Hewitt turns 44.
Never liked her.
She always spoke highly of you.
Yep. Did you like her? What's you playing?
Neil.
Rocker, did you like her?
Neil, can I say it?
Rock.
Yeah.
You'd be on her like a cheap suit.
Hey.
He didn't,
what'd you do?
He didn't say she wasn't good looking.
What'd you do?
Quite a few shows are in the 90s.
Just name one. Name one. See, you can't. You don't even know who that is.
Oh, she did the Party of Five.
Yeah, that was a big hit.
I think I got I'm just now seeing my texts from Ivan. I wasn't paying attention to my phone, so.
Jordan Peele turns 44 as well.
Jordan Peele. Oh, yeah, that's
Hey, Rock.
Peele and something or other.
Yes.
I see a question.
Let's be good.
Save your thought there. Was Aunt B Taylor the other direction?
The possibility.
Huh?
Yes.
Was she?
It's a good possibility.
That's what I just got a text that said you told somebody. Is that true?
Well, the woman always, she never hung out with any guys. They flew off her like.
She was Aunt B.
I don't care.
She was 70. Was the Pope.
What about that handy?
You know, here's one for you. Like when she did her show, she was like 56 years old. Aunt B.
She looked like.
I'm 64. 100.
Hell, they thought.
Huh?
There's people who thought Liberace was straight.
I'm just asking about Aunt B. We knew Liberace. Aunt B. Go ahead. Just shocked me.
Okay, well, now are we back in business?
Yep. Of course, who would have thought Johnny Bench was that way?
Nobody.
Go ahead, Rock.
Where's that lawyer at? Today's birthdays, Kyle MacLachlan is...
Who in the hell is Kyle MacLachlan?
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks. Oh, never Twin watched Peaks. It. I, me either.
Twin 64. Peaks. He was on the Twin Peaks. That's one that... Lava?
Not
lava?
The, not the...
Lava.
Not the lava? Restaurant, but the TV show.
Is it... But that... Well, go ahead.
Twin Peaks is the crazy one out in Oregon.
Never seen it.
Me too.
I bet it never was a top 20 TV show.
I bet say you're wrong there, Scooter.
Bet you $5.
Oh, jeez. So many $5 bills flying around, it's going to be unbelievable.
Saturday Night Live alum, Rachel Dratch is 57.
Loved Rachel Dratch. What was her best skit?
Debbie Downer.
Debbie Downer wasn't bad. Cheerleader was good.
Yeah.
No, yeah, she wasn't a cheerleader. Who was I thinking of a cheerleader with Ferrell?
That'd be her.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, Cherry O'Terry.
Cherry O'Terry. Yeah. See? I got you. Oh, yeah. Cherry Dratch was the one that was in the swimming pool with Ferrell.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Well, we're doing that. Jerry Ryan turns 55.
Who's Jerry Ryan?
Star Trek, one of the Star Trek shows, nine. One.
How old is he?
It's a gal.
How old?
55.
Star Trek was... 50 years ago. That is not true. That cannot be right.
There's a new version of it.
Star Trek?
I think so.
Never seen it.
I think, was that the one with this Picard?
Star Trek's with Spock.
The new generation. It was like
nobody watched. No one watched that. I mean, literally no one. More people watched, what's the lemon on CNN? Jake? John?
I don't know.
Lemon. Lennon?
I have no idea. I don't watch
Bob Don Lemon.
Don, yeah.
Oh, Don Lemon.
You probably like him.
Yeah, he's
go ahead.
Drew Barrymore turns 40.
I love
today.
Drew Barrymore.
Yep.
Huh?
She loves you too.
Name the best movie she was on, E.T. excluding E.T.
Not a chance.
Excluding. Name a movie she you liked that was not E.T.
51st Dates was good.
I like that too. Who's she on that with?
Adam Sandler.
Every movie she's ever in was Adam Sandler.
Seemed like it, yes.
Yeah.
Also, Firestarter was not bad.
Firestarter. I don't think she was in Firestarter.
Don't look at me. I know. I have no idea.
Yes.
Is that the car that would...
That's Christine.
Christine. Never seen it. Was she a little kid in that one, too? And she had powers to like turn like light people on fire?
Yes, very
I did
good.
See it. Okay, what else we got?
We're about to do for a commercial break.
Oh, we are probably.
Yeah, if you're done with us.
No, we're done with that.
Oh, hey, okay. Before we go.
Yeah.
While it's on my mind.
Yeah.
You guys go to the ball game last Friday night?
Yeah.
Where the 68-69 team, they recognized. I mean, 98-99 team.
Yeah.
I thought Joe Brunson did one hell of a job.
He was awesome, wasn't he?
I don't want to steal Bub and Feast Thunder, but I enjoyed the shit out of him coming out there and doing that.
Yes. I mean, know? he
He just was he was so personable. He just did a great job.
If I'd only been listening to it, I would have thought he was reading from a script.
Yeah,
he was standing out in the middle of the floor and talking, and that was incredible.
I think, really good. I don't know. Did every one of the kids show up too? I believe.
I think.
Was everybody missing?
There was somebody missing, but it was not one of the starters, I don't think. I think there were two
tremendous attendance by the kids, by the players and cheerleaders.
Yes,
and
some of them I even recognized. Some of them I could tell who they were.
Yeah.
Now, it took me a second, but I saw a guy sitting there, and I thought, well, he's too old to be a player. Who is he? It was Kermit Reilly.
Yeah, Kermit Reilly. And Kermit got a little gray.
It took me about two or three seconds to figure out who it was.
You look at that team, though. My God, it's kind of easy to figure out why they had such success. Yeah. Jesus, there was a lot of talent there.
Yeah.
My God.
And size and smarts, and that was a great group of people.
What we should do, we should have got that team out there and had them go out and play 5-on-5, and then we could have watched our present team on how to box out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get a rebound.
Yeah.
I ain't getting started. Don't get me started.
Yep. Let's take a break before you go crazy. Yep. Back in just a minute. More Breakfast with Bill tonight.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings, and lots of fish and shrimp during Lent. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club will host their annual pork chop dinner on Tuesday, March 14th from 4 to 6 p.m. Meals are $9 apiece and are pre-sale only. You can pick up your meals at the Fort Recovery Elementary School preschool and kindergarten entrance. You must purchase your tickets by March 1st. Meals include a pork chop, baked potato, applesauce, and a roll, all catered by Wendell's Barbecue. The proceeds will benefit the FRHS SAD Club and the Academic Booster Club. Tickets are available from any FRHS SAD member or in the Fort Recovery High School office. Please make your checks payable to Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club.
Hey, that was an advertisement for the Fort Recovery Athletic Booster Club. What are they selling?
They are selling pork chop dinners.
Pork chop dinners.
With baked potato and a couple other things. They used to have two Willies do it, and they went out of business, and so Wendell Barbecue is doing it.
Awesome.
And I'm sure he's going to do. Those were great. They were like almost an inch thick.
Great cause, too. What's the date when you get there?
It's
this Sunday. This Sunday is at the Sharpsburg Church, I think, maybe. I think I got some chicken dinner tickets to that. Seems like about this time of year, every Sunday you can get a ticket.
So why would you want to cook?
Absolutely. Yep. No reason to cook when you can
help
somebody out and get good food.
Early March, I think, is the is the final date for the pork chop dinners.
When's the firemen have their chicken dinner ticket? That's spring, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they do it twice a year. They might do it twice a year. I might be able to find out.
About that one. Fireman Rock, you should know. You live right beside the place.
Yeah, but he didn't like the fire department.
Why don't you like the fire? You never did like the fire department.
I like their almond.
Oh yeah, the breakfast.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
You used to go over and mow their yard.
No, I didn't.
No, you should. That'd be like donating to the town.
Last year they had it, the firefighters' chicken dinner in April. Yep.
So it's be coming up too.
Yep.
There's also something else along that same time. Okay, about two.
There's all kinds. Well, the Boy Scouts has their thing coming up. They haven't come in to record the promo, so I can't remember exactly when it is. But
it's
in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
The Hall of Fame and the Hall of Fame
is
the 12th. That's usually right about.
That's March 12th.
March 12th,
Sunday evening.
Who's getting in? We know yet?
No.
Randy Diller, call in. Tell us who's getting in this, baby. Who got nominated? Did you nominate anybody?
It doesn't do any good.
What do you mean it doesn't do any good?
Hey, Bubba's here.
Hell, it don't do any good. What?
We got a big show tonight.
We got Bub and P coming in here right now. They got a big show.
Let's get the
big show, Bub and P. They want out. Right. Wait, we got 15 more minutes. Let's talk about stuff in Fort Recovery. We got problems. We got to get things fixed. Bub and Fee just walked in.
Fee's a new granddad.
Bill, yeah, congratulations, Big Fee.
Yes, sir.
He's got ashes on his forehead. He's talking about the Catholic Church. They're going more Latin. Speaking more Latin masses.
That'll work. I like it.
What are you thinking on that? Latin.
I don't know, but there was more people there than at Christmas today.
Oh, big crowd?
Huge.
Tonight?
Yep.
Somebody said
my wife there?
Somebody said they like the Latin because it's easier to take a nap. You don't really know what they're saying. So.
You can't say that. Catholics don't take naps.
I'm pretty sure that they weren't serious.
Catholics don't take
naps. And I didn't say that it was Bob Stogler. I didn't say that.
You sure?
You ever sleep in church, Bubba? You ever fell asleep in church?
That's a lie.
Rock, you?
Absolutely.
How about you go to the Red Door, too, sometimes, right?
Yes,
you ever
I
sleep
do.
In that?
Occasionally.
Yeah, you go there too.
Yeah,
keep an eye on him.
I can't. He's way behind me.
Oh, you sleep? You sit in the back.
He sits.
You sit back here.
He sits
just looking at
the way back.
He fell asleep on a sitting up here with Jack.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't.
Narcolepsy. He's had narcolepsy.
He's got worse things of diseases than that. I can tell you that right now. So back to the Hall of Fame this year. So we got to get Harold Feeley in this thing. So who do I know? How do I nominate somebody? Can I do it like here on air?
You can.
Who am I talking to?
But the
I'm talking to the chamber.
The
right?
Nomination closed about a week ago.
Nomination closed.
Yep. Now you could still nominate Business of the Year. I think it was.
Let's get Trusty
online.
Woods in there.
It's online only.
Let's get Trusty Woods owner in there.
Yeah. Business of the Year.
Yeah. Sell it maybe for $1 million.
Yeah. Well, they got a new realtor. Saw her.
Who they got?
I don't know. I didn't.
Where are they from?
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't any name of the person or the company.
I need to get a realtor that behind the realtor's name has a lower price tag. What do you think about that?
Well, or find somebody with a whole bunch.
He could buy that and own that whole block.
Yep.
You see the pickup truck sitting there with a flat tire? It's got the extended bed on it.
Yeah.
Greatest looking pickup truck ever.
Where's this?
Homer's old house.
Oh.
You gotta see it.
Is it in the back?
Nope.
Right there.
Oh, right there in the front. Oh.
Have to check it out. How about the fort? We're tearing our fort down.
Yep. Yeah.
The rest of it comes down next week.
The whole fort?
Yeah.
No, they're straightening out the
building's coming down.
Yeah. No.
First of all, they laid all the mats
down.
They're
leveling those.
They laid the mats down. They're going to have to redo the whole yard.
Yeah, but they won't have ruts.
Oh, ruts.
I don't know.
You don't need to lay a mats down.
Disc.
Disc it up. Work some dirt in there. Huh? I think Rock. Then get Rock to mow it.
Eric Judy feel he'd make that smooth as could be.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm thinking.
It's going to be different. Going to keep the same fence, just replace it.
My understanding is it's going to be similar, but I don't know.
We should make it a whole fortress. Make that baby all squared up. Let's have a fort.
So we don't have enough room.
We got room. You ain't in the park.
Okay, we could go down there and let it flood every.
You can get over there and make a couple zigs.
They just didn't worry about it.
No, they didn't. They didn't build their fort. Didn't.
So that ain't the original location of the fort, right?
That's part of it. Yes.
That is the location of the fort.
Right across the road in that little thing there by...
right where he's digging up. Where they're digging up.
Well,
right here.
Nature's Corner. They found part of the original wall. And there's some stones there that Danny Bracey...
How big a fort it was. They had any idea how big the dimensions are.
One of the guys, and I don't know if this was correct, and I don't know if somebody's found out later, but they said at one time they determined that the... that gold shipment or something that was coming to the fort that the Indians, when they opened the gate for that, that gate was somewhere where the car wash was. So down by my house was the gate for the fort.
Are you serious?
One historian.
Wait a minute. You're saying it was this big?
Oh, it was 150 by 150 or more.
150 feet?
Yeah, at least. It was big. It was a big fort. Yeah.
Oh, I'll be damned.
And we built our town right where the fort had been. So
I'll tell you, when I was a little kid, I used to go in the fort, and I'd almost get goosebumps when I was a little kid in there. Just like, because I back then imagined this is where the fort was. I mean, this is where the battle was.
Well, where our blockhouses sit would be in the fort, because the well that is there, when I was a kid, they had the original well there.
Yeah, I can remember
They just replaced that recently, so that was...
neat history. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Fort Cover.
Yep.
I'm a damn. Yep. What else we got, Rock? Rock, your turn. Take over.
Oh,
what you got?
Am I still here?
Yep.
He gets mad.
Be quiet. He gets mad. He wears his Kansas City t-shirt, and he's all mad.
Why you get so mad?
He gets mad easy.
I'm not mad.
You're mad. He's mad.
He's not mad.
He just fell asleep.
Yeah, I was going to say he just took a nap. He didn't get mad.
Did you know that Tim Buscher was his teacher?
Tim Buscher. Yeah. And the reason we brought that up, Tim's going to be on next week on Insight.
That's just awesome. Tim does a great job talking on Insight.
Yep.
Always pretty. I was here last time he's on here, probably.
He hasn't been the same since.
Mm-hmm. What you guys got to talk about tonight? Sports. You got a hell of a swim team. Look at Facebook. These kids are going wide open.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you swim, Bill?
No.
But he has a lake. He has a pond.
I got a pond.
With a beach. He can wade.
Maybe they'll teach you how to swim.
The greatest swimmer in Fort Greene history is not with us anymore.
Gary Wendell.
No.
Ricky Ports.
Yes. Ricky Ports was the greatest swimmer in Fort Greene history.
Hmm. Hope he wasn't on the diving team.
Oh, yes, he was.
Ricky Ports was a great swimmer.
I saw him on the diving board one time. That was quite a sight to
Mindy
see.
Mindy Bupp does a great job with that team.
Yes, she does.
Okay, so how can we get that mentality? That mentality that Mindy instores in those swimmers, that enthusiasm over to let's just throw something random like basketball out there.
Baseball.
So what do you do? Tense. How do you do that? You guys are the sports reporters here. You do too, no? You got your ideas. This is no holes barred. What do we got to do?
No holes.
Huh? No. How do you get them involved? What do you do, Bobby?
Scream at them.
Huh?
No, I have no idea.
Young kids, how do you keep them involved? Crickets.
Yeah, crickets. Oh, man, I don't have my
what do you think?
I have anymore. Philosophy.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
I think that if you look at the swim team that Mindy has,
yep,
there's a lot of the same family, a lot of the same family and friends, a lot of the kids who older sisters, brothers
yep.
swam.
I agree.
It's kind of something that's in their
similar,
blood.
Similar with track.
Yep.
Track,
yep.
Same thing, yeah. Yeah. And sometimes it's talent and sometimes it's just,
hey,
since my brother did it, I know I can do it.
But it's participation. How do you get kids to want to participate? How you do it? That's our. We gotta get numbers.
Do they show them a picture of you in a Speedo?
I'd get them.
I don't know if I'd get them there, Rob.
Huh?
Yeah. I got some Speedos at home though. I could try it out.
I don't doubt it. I'm sure they're not. I hope you hadn't been wearing them.
Yeah.
hope they're sitting deep in the undies drawer.
Numbers ain't much better. Boys are they? Boys numbers decent.
Boys what?
They're out.
They're
boys ain't a problem?
No.
Just girls.
Yep. It's bad.
Oh, you mean basketball? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
We got to figure it out. Anything anybody can come up with.
Yep.
No, it's a problem.
Rocky, you got anything else?
It's just not a problem.
We still have one more commercial break to get, I think.
You got to talk to the big guy.
Talk about the Chinese balloons yet?
Nope, we didn't talk about Chinese balloons.
We didn't quite get there yet.
I don't know about the whole. I don't know.
Yeah, we still have.
I'm not a huge president fan, so the United States is going to come out negative. I don't want to be negative.
I want to be positive.
How
about Trump was at New Palestine today?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't. Trump's crazy.
Did I just hear this right?
What?
The same guy who preached to me about Trump 4 or 5 years ago.
Hey, you gotta vote for Trump. I'm glad we did too.
And now he's.
I'm just saying. Time for
trade.
I'm just saying, he had his chance. Let's get somebody else in there. And if he's our nominee, I'll vote for him.
See.
Yeah, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll fight some other stuff. We still have to get one more commercial break in before
this one.
And another one before 8 o'clock when Bubba and Fee get on here. So we have 5 minutes to get two commercial breaks.
Right.
Be back in just a minute.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I heard my voice on your radio commercial. How did you do that?
Well, since you keep calling looking for everything, we decided we'd use your calls to show how we really do have something for everyone.
So I'm famous now?
Well, semi-famous. This is local radio.
But I want to be famous.
Well, we're famous for having insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
I'll have my agents call you to talk about money.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888.
Lent is here and Wayne IGA has you covered. Stop by their deli for some of their famous freshly fried fish. You can get dinners with two sides or buy it by the pound. Call ahead at 375-2865 for larger amounts. They'll have their fish in the deli every Friday all the way through Lent. And check out their frozen foods section for their fish, shrimp, and even more meatless Lent options. Let Wayne IGA make your Friday dinners easy this Lenten season. Just stop by their deli and pick up what you need. Our Indian boys will play the number 3 seed Upper Scioto Valley Rams in the sectional final game this Friday evening at St. Mary's around 7:30. And Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you all the action live. Tickets for tournament games will not be sold at the door. All tickets must be bought online at OHSAA.org. Our guys are playing well and are looking to make a deep run in the tournament, so get your gang together and head over to St. Mary's to help cheer them on. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Hey, we are back. We're just sitting here talking. Bubba, we was talking before you guys came in. I know I don't want to steal you guys' thunder, but Coach Burns did a hell of a job with it last Friday night. He was just natural and grabbed the mic and he's ready to go.
He was ready. My lip quivered when he got it because I was going to cry.
Mm-hmm.
But he looked like he might cry.
Yeah, he started out quivering.
Then he just went out, and
he didn't miss nothing. You know, he just was absolutely. It was awesome. Hell of a day. I don't even talk about Billy B not aging, and we just got done talking about that. Yeah. Billy B's unbelievable.
He's older than I am. He's like Al Sauter, older than I am, but it pisses me off because they look like they're 20 years younger than me.
Yeah,
just pisses me off. People like that just make me mad. I hated Al Sauter because he's out there mowing his grass and he looked like he was 45. Yeah, looked like he's 45 and he's old enough to be my dad.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Rock, what we got here? We got another 3 minutes here.
Yes.
We talked about Ivan and Kim.
Well, we still have another commercial break we have to get. So
we talked to Ivan and Kim
a little bit.
Wonder why that happened.
Huh?
Well,
we talked about Aunt B.
You wouldn't stop talking about celebrities.
We talked about the balloons, didn't we?
No.
We talked about them a little bit. I don't understand why we didn't shoot the big one down right away, but I'm sure they had some reason. They're afraid about landing. So when things coming across the ocean, they said they knew when it took off from China, it took off.
Yeah, but it headed for Guam and Hawaii.
Guam, my butt.
Well, it did.
They knew. They know. They're looking at it.
Yeah, but when it started toward Alaska from Hawaii.
They got 50 guys looking at it. So it's 10 miles off the shores of California. Shoot it. Huh?
That came across Alaska. But when it got anywhere near Alaska, that's when you...
Blow it down.
Yep.
I ain't saying that.
The reason it didn't shoot it in Alaska is because they wasn't sure they could find it after they shot it in the wilderness.
You're sticking up for them now, Mr. Biden rep. That's what he is. What? Unbelievable.
What is that when you go to find some search and
rescue?
They said that
recover.
If they shot over Alaska, they're not guaranteed where they'd ever find it.
Well, they're not going to.
And then they start shooting down.
They still haven't found the other three that they shot in.
Yeah, and there was balloons. They said kids set a balloon up there. They set a $400,000 missile after. Huh? Some party balloon.
And what about the Goodyear blimp at Daytona? Yeah. Don't shoot. That was Yeah, I about peed my pants when I saw that.
I didn't know Daytona 500 was Sunday night. I just like watching Daytona 500. I was watching the NBA All-Star game.
It was like the highest rated Daytona 500.
I was kidding. I don't watch the NBA All-Star game.
NBA All-Star game is the lowest rated ever.
It should have been, other than that kid that won the slam dunk contest, who was awesome.
McClure.
Yep. Who's the best dunker for you Kevin ever had in your memory?
Wade.
Yeah, wow. Oh, no doubter. Good point.
Yeah.
Wade?
Yeah. Yep. Well, back in the day when we had some guys that probably could have, they weren't allowed to. There was high school regulations wouldn't allow them to dunk for a few years.
So, if Wade and Elijah, and they are eligible, are they same timers, Hall of Famers? I mean, is they're automatics, right?
I don't think
so.
Yeah.
How many points did Wade have?
1,000.
How many did Elijah have?
1,000. He's about third.
Yeah, he's third. Oh, no kidding.
Greg's first. Is that right?
Yeah, Greg's by far first.
Yeah.
Hybe was second, maybe.
They didn't have 3-pointers. He might have 10,000 points if they had 3-pointers.
Hybe had 1,400 some.
Yeah,
I think.
He was something else.
Yeah.
Wasn't Hybe there the night? He's got 1,000 points.
Who got it?
Greg.
Oh, maybe he was.
I don't know.
Very possible. Yeah, I don't know. Bubba's checking it out, ain't you?
Yeah, my glasses dropped.
Need glasses.
What? Oh, sorry.
Your glasses.
Hand me glasses.
Oh.
How about Kale? I mean, now, what's he going to end up with?
Well, he's got to be getting close to 1,200.
I was going
to
say, yeah, 1,000. That was 5 games ago.
Yeah, 5 or 6.
He's had 20 plus ever since.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he's
just really good using both hands.
He's really
when he gets in the bucket. When he gets close to the bucket, he's just a hell of a player. Yeah.
I think he should be, I guess you'd call it a little more selfish, but he just seems to, when he can, he's passing off to somebody else, and there's some times
just,
when
he gets.
But when he's deciding, he's out at the top of the key, and he goes in and makes a layup.
You know, you look at that team, I don't take you guys probably going to talk basketball. I like that JV team coming up. They've got some. You know what I like on that team? That Evers boy.
I do, too.
That kid.
Yeah, Gavin.
He's a good player. Plays hard.
Yep.
He got a good touch. He got a good soft touch around the bucket. I like him. There's might be 6'5", 6'4".
There's a bunch of hustlers on that team. There's several really, real hustlers on that team. They have 5 guys out there. They're playing well. And next quarter, they put 5 more in. They play great. I just like it. I watch the freshman team a couple of times, too. But not enough to really get a good feel. But they seem like they have some pretty good
players. One thing I don't like the Sheffer boy keeping track of fouls. That's Bubba's job.
they always keep track of fouls.
Yeah. What do you mean? He's got a damn computer. Yeah. He's tapping around.
Yeah.
Huh? They always dead kept track. What? No, you always kept track of fouls.
Well, yeah, but he would. They always ask Bubba. Bubba would always tell him. You know.
Oh, they got computers on today.
Timeouts ago, though.
2, 4, yep.
We call 1. Timeout.
Where's he at? Where's he at now?
He was in game last night.
Was he?
Yeah.
Don't miss a game.
Yeah, he.
He don't miss a game.
Poor Kevin.
Unless Bob assigns him somebody to go scout, he doesn't miss a game.
He's one of a kind.
He really is, and he's the one with that I think Bob was alluding to that last night, either on ours or WPGW post game show about Hub's scouting of Upper Scioto Valley. So
yeah, awesome. Yeah, hey, it's time for another commercial.
Yeah, let's take another commercial break, and we'll come back.
Ready to turn this over to Bub and Fee.
Breakfast with Bill.
Yes.
Greg Collig, Elijah Collig is number 2.
Uh-huh.
Pigs 2.
Elijah's 2? 1,500?
1,727 for Greg, 1,392
nope.
For Elijah.
Hybe had 1,400. Yep.
Is Hybe in there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Hybe's not in there because they didn't.
Hybe had 1,400.
Hybe's second.
I don't know.
1410.
Let's take a break and I'll let you guys kind of search through stuff.
Greg Gelhaus, 1302.
Hybe had 1400.
Yeah, this is Mac.
Mac.
Yep,
that's it.
Back in a minute.
Fors Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
The Fort Recovery VFW will be hosting their annual cancer dance on Saturday, March 4th. Roger Demange and Rick Hine will be providing the entertainment. It's open to the public, and there will be lots of things going on that night, including a 50-50, a silent auction, a live auction, and lots more. The funds raised will benefit the Cancer Association of Mercer County and the local VFW Victims and Survivors Fund. You don't want to miss this year's Cancer Dance at the VFW, Saturday evening, March 4th, open to the public. Doors open at 6 o'clock.
Hey, we are back for our last segment of Breakfast with Bill. Rocker, I've enjoyed it, buddy. You ain't changed a bit. Have you?
Maybe a little.
Not really. Huh? People, you're shaking your head. Nobody can see you shaking your head. Before, you're moving your hands. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. There you go.
I don't have a mic there, Scooter.
Sorry about that.
We're moving stuff around here.
We're just getting ready. Anyways, we've enjoyed it. We appreciate everybody listening in.
Don't wait for another 3 years before you come back again.
Yeah, if I retire from work here, maybe in another year, we'll just do this every day again. Huh?
I don't know. My cheeks hurt so bad 4 years ago after doing the show, I couldn't.
Yep.
I couldn't move the rest.
We're gonna do a morning show though, because if I retire, I'm gonna. We're doing nooner.
Prime time with the.
That don't sound right, does it? Probably didn't do a nooner.
Nooners
we're out on. Bobby, what did you come up with on the average?
I don't know. What was I looking up?
He's looking up Hybe.
Oh, yeah.
Hybe had 1,400 and some.
Yeah,
we. So you must be.
Donnie Workamp's on. He'll tell us. Donnie, how many points can
Ivy have? 14. I'm saying he had 1,424.
1,492 Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
That's pretty good. Neil got in a religion kick before.
I started
talking about Lent.
Yep.
He's smart. He knows about religion.
Heard the dumb shit. Talking about half moon and the.
Well, that's a fact. That is fact.
Well, yeah.
But he got on to stuff like Latin when they started converting from Latin to English to Canadian.
I was alive then.
Huh?
I was alive when they did that. I was like 15
Canadian
when they did that. I knew it.
Rock, you said it. You knew the year they did it, too.
Hey, yeah. They're building their church.
They're building their church. You know why? Rocker donated.
Yep.
Rock's going to have his name on one of them bricks.
What are you going to do now? It goes out there. You got to walk it.
Golf cart.
Like Christmas.
Golf
walking.
Cart.
Neil, same way.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I don't like it.
You
ain't
happy
like it? Oh, no.
You had a rage?
You had a rage.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with the other church?
Don't know. I was just thinking about that today. I have no idea.
Auction it. Community club. Hey, community club members.
Pizza
Hut. Pizza
Hut. Drive to car wash.
Hey,
get your car wash, drive down the hill.
Huh?
We need a pizza place.
We need a pizza place. We need a car wash.
Because the pizzas aren't any good at America Lane's and Toby's.
You gotta switch it.
We gotta do something with Trusty Woods. That's gotta be the first priority. We need to put a bridge over to that from the Opera House. Where we can have make them two into one type thing.
Yep.
Make it historic something.
Have like a
do something
house
good.
And then
yes,
an opera house.
A what? A country house?
Yeah, country music.
Country music, and bring them over to the Opry.
Yeah.
What do you think of this, Neil?
Okay, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Who do I go to?
Adam Beach, underground parking garage.
Adam, no.
He
went above.
I think he went
above. His was above.
I thought it was underground.
No, Adam Beach was well before his time.
Yeah, he had 10,000 ideas a day and never did any of them.
But he had good ones.
You think about some of the legends that we lost.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy was...
Like characters like Adam Beach and Izzy awesome Bechtel. People. Yeah, Izzy.
Oh, Izzy Bechtel.
There was nothing funnier than Adam walking around with oxygen smoke.
Yep, he did that.
Sit Izzy on Bechtel. Oh, yeah. How many times would the squad come to town? Izzy fell straight backward off the bar stool.
Izzy.
Oh, my God!
And he'd be sitting out there on the park bench in front of Toby's. I love those people. I love those people. And people like Albert Smith. He was
This is Mayberry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is Mayberry.
Sammy Marsh.
Sam and what was his brother's name?
Lloyd.
Yep.
And then who was that guy that used to always walk around town selling tickets to everybody?
Dick Bonvillain.
Dickie Bonds.
Another legend. Look at that, Rock.
I think he sold, if I remember correctly, that the state KFC something, he sold more tickets than anybody in the state almost every year for the KFC, whatever that was that they were selling.
That was a seller.
Yep. Yeah.
You going to tell him no?
And then he had Rocker.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yep. Yeah, we
love Zeke Zerner.
Zeke was awesome.
The Rock's guy. We eat lunch together a lot, and we got a dilemma. So this is his dilemma. So he gets his back cracked 3 times a month. Mm-hmm. He's got to go in and get his feet where he got that lava stuff going over your feet.
Lava
flow stuff.
Yeah.
So go in antitoxins.
Yep.
So he gets at it like twice a week.
Your balls.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, what I said.
Okay. So he goes up there. So he goes. He gets his feet mm-hmm. getting all, what do you call?
Detoxed. You know, yeah.
Detoxed.
Yep.
Then he goes his back, gets that all straightened out. Mm-hmm. Oh, for God's sake.
So what's his dilemma? Trying to get himself all straightened out with that?
No, he's never got time to talk to me during lunch because sorry, but I got to go. I got my feet get detoxed here in about 15 minutes.
So you think maybe he sets that appointment specifically at that time?
Bill doesn't get
he does it for one time. He goes down to get his back done for one reason, because there's a lady down there that sets him up and lays him down on the table, and he gets his feet done because there's nice ladies at the thing. Huh? If this place was ran by men, he wouldn't get none of that crap done.
Well,
I'm mowing his yard.
I think it'd be neat to get your feet done.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Except I got toe fungus.
Maybe he'll take rid of it.
For people who are eating.
What's my big toe? What?
What's it got on? Like a white crust?
Yeah, it ain't bad, but it's just something that I wouldn't let some girl see my, huh? Like when I, like if I go out, you know, and I go dancing a lot.
Do you
dance
a lot?
Yeah, barefoot dancing.
Shoes off, barefoot dancing.
I wear a Band-Aid over.
Band-Aid over your sandals.
Yeah.
What we got here is Ernest T. Bass.
Yeah. Tell you, I'm just saying that whole detox thing. You going for it? Are you in?
I'm thinking about it.
But wait, what's it going to do? Rocker, you tell us. You know what, if you get it done? Have you?
Yeah. Really?
Have you seriously go up there? You don't.
Detox with 30 beer.
Oh. Rocker, tell us about how. Give me the sensation. Explain it to us. Huh? Hey, give us the sounds that your body makes when you put your feet in there.
No.
Huh? No. Is it kind of like a. Is that what it is?
Kind of like that.
You kind of.
Huh? Is it just you and a bunch of girls in there?
Yeah, they sit there and you get your feet all detoxed. What's happening here?
Usually it's just me and Nikki.
What?
Kramer.
Yeah.
And what's she do there? So she adds the detox?
She does all the stuff she needs to do, and the rest is up to my feet.
So, like, if I go in there after you do, am I putting my feet the same detox stuff
God,
you do?
No.
Huh?
No.
Throw a little bleach in there.
It all gets changed.
What can that hurt?
Whatever you ask for. I want Rocker's juice.
I want Rocker. I want the juice of Rocker's feet on my feet.
Foot juice.
Does it turn colors?
Yes, it does.
What colors it turn?
Mine are typically orange.
Okay, typically. So when it's not orange, what other color is it turn? Purple?
Depends on. A little bit of black.
A little bit of black. Does it ever turn like a creamy color?
The orange depends on if he's been eating Cheez-Its.
What color?
Yeah, what color? Is it clear?
When it's a normal color, it's usually the yellow. Yellowish orange.
Agent Orange coming out.
And you put your feet in it.
You put your feet in there. Is it bubbling?
I wasn't in NAM.
Is it bubbling?
So before you put your feet in,
is it like flowing? Is it hot?
Yes.
It's hot?
The water gets cold the longer you're in there.
So do you lay back and just kind of sit there? What do you do?
I get a little narcoleptic sometimes. Forget who I am.
Is that how long are you in there?
Half an hour.
What's it cost? Yeah, what's it cost?
$25.
$25 for a half hour. Do you have to make an appointment?
Can they do it for us right here
as we do our radio show?
I have no idea.
They're 50.
Yep. We'll bring the 5 gallon buckets. They bring the juice.
My feet won't fit in a 5 gallon bucket. I got like
you got fat feet.
Oh my god!
Now that you're telling me all this,
you have good toes. Toenails good.
I'm thinking I don't want any part of this.
My wife cuts my toenails.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does.
I don't want
your wife. Don't care.
She's a foot doctor.
Are you serious? Fee, how about you?
She is. You know who she is?
Your toes? Who cuts your toes?
Alzheimer's.
You cut your toenails?
Yeah.
Rock, who cuts your toenails?
I do. There's Scooter.
Al Summers.
You got them toenails like I did on Dumb and Dumber?
No.
I don't think I want to do any of that because, say, you put your feet in hot water?
No, it's not hot. Or warm. It's warm.
Well, that made me pee my pants.
Ooh.
No, don't stop. What's Rocker. They got him on a little plastic thing.
Yeah.
It just goes right down into the pan, so it don't add detox.
We're going to be detoxing the listeners here pretty soon.
Well, I think we've already
We probably ought to go. All right, Rock, it's time for us to work. Neil, you ready for commercial?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, it's time for Bubba and Fee with Sports Talk. We appreciate everybody listening. Rock, you tell them you appreciate them.
Thank you for listening.
That was the biggest cop-out. That was like, thank you for listening.
We didn't believe that.
No, that wasn't very unbelievable. Sell it.
Put your headphones on.
That's good.
Thank you all for listening this long because you're pretty much.
That was better.
That was sports.
You know who liked that? Johnny Bench.
Thanks for listening to Breakfast with Bill. Tune in every weekday morning on Fort Recovery Radio and get your day started with Bill and Rocker right here on Breakfast with Bill. And we invite you to stay tuned to Fort Recovery Radio all day for our great music plus information for the Fort Recovery area. And remember, Fort Recovery Radio is your home for Fort Recovery sports, live and in the archives. Thanks for listening to Breakfast with Bill, presented live every weekday morning from 6:15 to 7:15 and rebroadcast again at 9 a.m. right here on Fort Recovery Radio, nonstop Fort Recovery.